to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We've had so much talk. Oh, thank you. I require teamwork. We've had so much talk about superpowers. I just wonder how many of us actually know what it might feel like. So I thought we might do a little something very quickly, including you out in Facebook land, in the Netherlands, wherever land. If you can, I'd like you to stand up, and we're going to do power poses. So what are power poses? This is scientifically proven to change how we feel about ourselves. So one example of a power pose may be just standing like this, like you are Superman. Another power pose may be this. Have you seen this before? Where you're actually standing and you've elevated your body and you are telling people that what is happening right now means something to me and I am all in. Let me see some power poses that you have. I love them. What's your power pose? Rodin, little Rodin, whatever. I like it. I love it. So we, in science of mind, spend a lot of time in our brain minds. So I wanted to just put it in our bodies. So relax and sit down, and let's see what happens next. So if you've heard, I really did insist my mother tell me why bananas were not yellows. And I still don't understand. I really don't. And I've had scientists explain to me why water is wet, okay, if they say so. And that's what I enjoy about me. And it's what other people either enjoy or don't enjoy. And I have to tell you, sometimes I don't mind, because my mind, that connection, that thing that pulls me to be who I am, that curiosity, which for me is not a superpower, it is a value, I couldn't live without it, says, I don't get what you're saying, and I want to know more. I want to know more about what you are saying to me. I want to know more about who you are. So if you ever feel like I've like got you pinned against the wall with questions, that's what I'm trying to do in my human self. I'm trying to know us more. Curiosity, which is this month's focus, it's like a dream come true to me, of course. And it's part of the 2023 Centers for Spiritual Living global theme, which is, for this year, living out loud. Somebody gave me a tambourine this morning, and I was saying to them, I come from the rhythmless nation. So if you want to join me, just ask and I'll pass it to you. Because living out loud means we are no longer tied to those rules that we put in our mind. Living out loud means we are free, we are open and receptive. Yes. To being in oneness. Yes. In science of mind, what do we believe? What is the underlying foundation? We create our experiences through the beliefs that we have about ourselves. So if curiosity is an easy way to deepen our understanding of who we are, then it's got to lead us to a better understanding of the story that we keep telling ourselves. And more important for me, in my understanding of these principles, is curiosity leads me to shift that story. I am no longer that unattractive little girl. I am no longer that person who cannot sing for everyone. I am no longer whatever might come after that for you. Shifting our story. It's not ignoring. It's not doing anything but changing our perspective.
Yeah.
Right? So changing perspective. Right now I'm standing on this side. And I can see over here so much more directly than I can see over here. Now I'm standing on this side and I can see this so much more directly. All I've done is shift my position, change my story. I'm still in the same room. This is still in the same place, and so is everybody else. Changing our story is what gives us the freedom to live all out, and as our new minister says, show God a good time. We are in for a ride, but that's another talk for another day. In positive psychology, I don't know if any of you have heard of positive psychology, but it is actually something that people get graduate degrees in and they practice. So you can Google anything that I say and you will find it. In positive psychology circles, they describe the flow as the almost total absence of emotions during an actual practice. So why am I talking about flow? And I know some of you are saying, what? The title for today's talk is Inquiring Minds Want to Flow. So flow, have you heard the term in the zone? It's the same thing. It is the same thing. So when we're in the flow, when we're in our zone, we are free of emotions. We are free of all the rules that we normally might live with. I think, for me, that is the best time to be curious about myself. It really, really is. Because when I'm in the zone, when I'm in the flow, I'm only in the present moment. I have no interest in the future, no interest in the past. Because being in the moment is being in perfect harmony with the thing. Being in the flow is in perfect harmony with my truth.
Yes.
And if it's true for me, it's got to be true for who? Everyone. Anything I can do, you can do better. I love that song. So, in those moments when I'm in the flow, and I'm of conscious mind. Don't think I do this every day, all day long, because I do not. I turn my curiosity inward because those are the ideal moments for my self-discovery. At the chairs, I put pieces of paper in case you want to do a little writing. And if you don't have a piece of paper, you have a phone, pull out your phone. If you don't have that, just sort of play along with me, and I'm going to give you three questions to just think about. The first one is, why is curiosity used in the journey of self-discovery? How do I, or how could I, use curiosity in my own journey? Of self-discovery. And then my favorite is, have I recognized that feeling of calm that I have when I'm in the flow? Because I'm asking you to consider when you're in the flow, when you're in the zone, that that's when you use your curiosity superpower to know more, to deepen your understanding about you. So you might be thinking, why is it important to even talk about curiosity, right? I don't think that anyone in the room who has English as their first language has never used the word curiosity. But I think we have to talk about it, so we can remember how important it really is. By talking about it, we challenge the self-limiting behaviors that society teaches we Westerners about how we should limit curiosity. And I must confess, I'm standing in front of you, as a parent, I taught my kids to limit their curiosity. These beings that I love more than myself on occasion. I told them things like, shh, you can't ask that man why he doesn't have any hair. No, you can't say anything to her about why her leg is in a brace or whatever it might be. I was teaching my kids behaviors that I thought would make them more acceptable in society. But what I didn't realize was that I wasn't giving them options, I was just giving them limitations. I didn't teach them how to be curious. I thought curiosity was an outside thing, not an inside thing. I love that some of you are shaking your heads. I wish you'd been around with me 40 years ago when I was doing this stuff cockeyed. But I do better when I know better, or at least I try. I love to watch children's movies and read children's books, and it's probably like preteen, if there's even such a thing as preteen anymore. And it's because they always approach subjects with the beginner's mind. Not that I'm a comic book fan, but I love the Marvel comic book movies where there are young people who have superpowers who don't know what to do with them. I never thought about it before. Did you ever think that Clark Kent didn't one day just and go exactly where he wanted to go, as fast as he wanted to get there and do exactly what he wanted to do? He didn't. In these movies, what they're teaching these kids who have these superpowers, some can light fires, they can blow up things, you name it, they can do it. They're teaching them how to use them. And it doesn't mean that their superpowers aren't scary to them, but it means that they learn how to understand their superpowers, and they learn to understand them by understanding their own emotions. They don't stop their emotions. They understand them. See, we have this whole wonderful world of possibilities, possible emotions we can use, and some of us, especially me, I may only limit myself to three. I'm a little happy. I'm a little pissed off. I don't think that's an emotion. I'm a little angry. I'm a little confused. There are a whole lot more. Curiosity allows me to know more about me, to recognize and to experience a broader range of emotions. Some of you may know I have a poster at my house of emotions. It's a wheel. And I actually go to it, and I actually name what I'm feeling. When I think about it, again, do not think I do this every day, all day. Sometimes I have friends who tell me it's time to go look at your wheel. Because there are some emotions that are just easier to pull out. It's really easy to throw out what looks like anger, but could really be disappointment. And boy, wouldn't it be richer. But by knowing who I am a little bit better than I did 40 years ago, I'm able to do that. So let me talk about the flowing, because again, when the mind flows, we get to experience our true self. So I've noticed there are times in my life when I no longer hold on to society's rules. Happened one time when I was running a race. Now, I'm not a super athlete, but I was in a race. And something clicked, because turns out I'm something of an endurance athlete. So if you can get me to run for half a mile, all of a sudden I am all in, but you gotta get me to run the first half. So what happened is, at some point, it was only winning that mattered to me. Now, I don't mean I was kicking people and knocking them out of my way, but I mean that I didn't care, my knees were hurting, I didn't care how hard my heart was beating, as if it was going to come out of my chest. Mm-mm. I was headed towards the finish line and determined to be first. Believe it or not, and I was an adult when this happened. I never knew I was so competitive. I had no idea. One reason is it's not ladylike. And I'm very good at following rules. So when I got to the finish line, and it doesn't matter if I won or not, what was important was that all of a sudden I knew another piece of me that might have been so obvious to everybody else in the race that they already knew that about themselves. I knew I loved the thrill of being first. I was in the zone. I didn't care about all of those rules. I just wanted to get my foot across that finish line first. I was amazed. Then this past holiday season, I was playing around with an app. It's some word app. You don't win money. You're playing with people that I will probably never, ever, ever know. 4 hours in. And far more points than anybody else in the heat had. I noticed I was really hungry. My legs were stiff. My back hurt. But none of that mattered. None of it mattered because I was in my zone. I was in the flow. My mind was flowing. I was competing. It is so empowering to me. Now I got to figure out what I'm going to do with this knowledge, but I don't know, maybe you've had those kinds of experiences yourself where you learned something about yourself that was there all along. And you may have seen it, but you didn't want to. Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite is looking into the eyes of my beloved. Could be my pet, could be my kids, could be Dr. Phil. And just getting lost in that place. You ever do that and lose track of time and lose track of just everything and just want to stay there? There are so many ways we as human beings can enjoy being in the flow, can allow our minds to shift. And when that happens, that's when we say to self, not to anybody else, what am I feeling? What am I thinking about what's happening? What am I feeling? Why is this important to me? Or better yet, why isn't it important to me? Curiosity, that is such a powerful tool. So underrated. So let's use it. My examples, they're just mine. Again, you've got that little piece of paper or your phone or just your thoughts. I want you to think of a time when you were in the flow, when you were in the zone. Maybe you were writing a novel or you were singing a song, making cookies, dancing. I want you to think back to that and ask yourself, who was I in that moment? And do I want more of that? And I'll let you write a little bit. I was watching Netflix, which is sort of where I like to binge. because you can see anything from anywhere in the world about anything at any time. And there was a show called The Human Playground. And I watched one episode. You've seen it? Yes. Some of it I had to fast forward through. So, and I'll tell you why. There are these people, just everyday people, doing things that they like to get themselves into the flow. They're intentionally doing this. They recognize this is how they get in their zone. One of the people insists on running ultra marathons. And if you don't know what that is, you're running like more than 100 miles in some unwielding conditions. And in this episode, we had a below the knee amputee running 165 miles across the Sahara Desert. Yeah, I see your face. Yeah. Literally, she ended up not finishing. She was in so much agony. Yet she was, once her body recovered from the agony, she was like, I was in the zone. I know there's nothing I can't do. So one of the things that I find myself doing is sort of voyeuring and finding out how other people find their way into the zone. I don't know if some of you in the room want to share how you get yourself in the zone. Anybody?
Meditation.
I love that.
Gets me in the zone. Singing gets me into the zone. Children get me in. I love little ones. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Anyone else want to share? Yes.
Singing
and praying. Yes. Love that. Love that. Yes.
Dancing
and good conversation. Yes.
Getting quiet.
Getting quiet. Can appreciate that. Yeah. I think the key is we all have our way. Oh, yes.
Meditating.
Meditating. Yes. Yes. And there's so many forms of meditation. What's your favorite form?
Just sitting quietly.
Sitting quietly. Yeah.
Breathing. Purposeful breathing.
Breathing.
Just purposeful breathing.
Yes. Yes. Breathing is life.
Yes.
Divine is life. So, if the possibility of understanding and experiencing your true self isn't enough for you to recognize just how important this super human, but not really so much power, curiosity is, then I want you to just maybe look at the Netflix show or watch a kid play. They go all out, don't they? Kids play all out. I wish adults could do that. And just, thank you. There I am limiting everybody. I wish we would do that over and over and over again. Thank you for that. So I just hope that I've been able to open up your mind to the practice of curiosity. Because remember, I may be standing up here because someone asked me to, and I share with you my understanding of how the thing works. You get to have your own understanding. But what I always take with me is the core belief that we create experiences through the beliefs we have in ourselves. It all starts at home. So if we start by using curiosity on ourselves, then we're using it everywhere. We're using it in restaurants. We're using it with our neighbors and with our friends, and we're opening ourselves up to this world that works for everyone. Isn't it sneaky how that always shows up? No matter what I do, I am impacting our movement in the direction of a world that works for everyone. I want to end my talk today with the published words from licensed practitioner Rebecca B. All's article, Curiosity Leads to Understanding, which was in February's Guide for Spiritual Living in the Science of Mind magazine. So Rebecca wrote, curiosity allows us to live in the questions, examine our world fearlessly, and embrace the search beyond our perspective, all while seeking a world that works for all. Please join me in this affirming prayer. The Divine Spirit is creator of all. We are forever and always a creation of the divine. We are pulled with desire to know ourselves, to know the power of oneness. We know the pull of curiosity and use it in all aspects of our life. We are courageous and rejoice in showing spirit our divineness. In this breath, we come alive with deeper gratitude. We fill ourselves with self-compassion, and we deepen our practice by living our lives out loud. We release these words into the creative medium of the law of mind, knowing all is perfect and complete, and so it is. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.